right, welcome to the latest version of the Binge Buzz here on Indy's Giant 90.9 as we kind of take a look back at what's happened over the last week with Ben Davis girls basketball and also what's coming up. This is our weekly podcast, so thanks, Coach Binge, for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully you're having a great Monday so far.
So far.
So far, so good. Well, going back 6 days ago, you took on the sixth-ranked Lawrence Central Bears on the road at LC and kind of got off to a bad start, but ended up winning the fourth quarter. So what were some of your thoughts and takeaways from that game, Coach?
Well, Lawrence Central is an extremely good basketball team, very, very talented. And last time we played them, I think it was a pretty close game. I think we scared them a little bit, and they had lost against some very good teams, three of their last four games, Pike being one, and then another ranked team, out of state team. So they were hungry, and noticed in warmups they looked focused and they were hitting shots, and they hit 10 out of 16 from the three-point line. We hit 1 out of 16, so there's 27 points difference right there. So, you know, that's a big part of it. But, you know, you got to give them credit for playing well. And, you know, since we've come back from Christmas break, we haven't been as intense in practice as we need to be. And it shows during the games.
And in the game, Paige Jones, if I can talk, did have 21 points in that game. And you look at some of the development from your freshman early on this year and to where they are now, they've definitely made some strides. How do you feel like your freshmen have come along?
The freshmen are very good people. They're very good players, and you know, they've made some inexperienced mistakes early, but they keep getting better as the season progresses. And so I think they've earned the right to have the ball in their hands under pressure situations, and you know, I'm pleased with the freshmen.
Yeah, one thing that has been a struggle for the team has been free throw shooting, and against Lawrence Central you were 79%. We're going to talk about North Central in a minute, shooting 68%. So that has to be encouraging as you continue on now with just five games left in the season.
Right. I mean, we had, you know, I'd showed the girls since the Warren Central game, we had lost three games. And in those three games we lost, we shot 36% from the free throw line. The other team scored like 25 more free throws than we did. And those were all close games. You hit free throws, everything else being equal, you win the games. So last couple games, we have hit free throws, but we haven't played the rest of the game as well as we needed to. So, you know, we've got to put both those things together.
Yeah, I was looking at shooting percentages, and 31% against LC, 23% against North Central. Those are things certainly you want to correct as you finish out the year.
And that was probably the frustrating thing against North Central. We, since the Lawrence Central game, we'd really worked on shot selection and taking the good shot and shots that we're going to hit, and we got anxious and quick. I think our physical effort is there. It's just their decision-making under pressure situations. I think sometimes they may want it too bad, and our decisions aren't what they need to be.
Well, we've kind of talked around it, but North Central, obviously, a Friday game, a doubleheader, big crowd in the gym. That was cool to see. What are your thoughts on the doubleheader situation with the teams? I know it's a little bit different because there's no JV game before. I heard I have some of the boys' team players in my classes, and they were saying, well, what's the JV do? Well, it's, well, you guys play on Thursday. So, right. You know, it's a little bit different situation, but how do you feel about those doubleheaders?
It is different, and I thought that particular game, I was wondering what the crowd would be like with IU playing that night. And, you know, I think that the crowd was fabulous. Having the pep band there helps with the atmosphere. The atmosphere was just great. I like them every once in a while, but like you said, it's a little bit of logistical problems with the JV playing on a different night if you do it a lot. But I thought it works very well one or two times during the season.
I guess, how do quarters work for something like that? So if you have a Thursday night JV game, What is it? Is it five quarters?
Yes.
That a player can play. How does that work for varsity and then the next night?
Well, the quarters don't count because you're playing on two different nights, but you're only allowed so many games on different nights. So then the game count comes on. But you're allowed to play every quarter if you played in the JV and the varsity game.
I didn't know how that worked out because it is a little bit different. But we talked about North Central a little bit here. Tremendous crowd, great atmosphere, tight game, a game where you took the lead early. North Central kind of came back, a team that's rapidly improving. You can really see the effect of what Coach Hawkins is doing and the way she's coaching up her players. And you kind of just saw that North Central intensity, and not taking anything away from Coach Ramey, but that intensity with that team, I thought, was really good. And it was just a really good Mick basketball game. From probably a fan's perspective who didn't care who won, but obviously from the Giants' perspective, you get to the end, a one-point game, get an opportunity at the end, kind of like the Jeffersonville game, and then aren't able to convert. So what are some of the thoughts? Obviously, didn't have Alea Sulzer. She fouled out shortly before the end there in the fourth quarter in the last minute, and you didn't have her on the floor. She probably would have figured into your last play, but what were some of your thoughts on what happened there at the end?
Well, first of all, I thought we started out very well and played well at the beginning, and then we got in a little bit of foul trouble in the second quarter, but I think we won three of the four quarters. The only quarter we didn't win was the second quarter. And I think with like a minute and a half to go, we kept fouling them and put them to the line a lot in that second quarter. So that's really how we got behind. And then it was an uphill battle from there, and finally came back, got up a point, made a mistake on their inbounds play that allowed them to go up one. And then on the ensuing we had someone open that we didn't get the ball to and just lost the ball out of bounds. And then they missed a couple of free throws, gave us a chance. And there at the end, we were setting a back screen for Shania and didn't come off the back screen, and then panicked a little bit and threw it back. Once you do that with 5 seconds to go, it really puts you under the gun. And North Central did a nice job of covering and really did not get off a good shot.
Well, I know that had a couple of close games that ultimately haven't come out in your favor. When you still have a young team, obviously you have the blend of experience and youth with this team. What do these trials, how do they help you as you get closer to the tournament?
Well, that's a great question. And anytime anything happens to anybody, it's how you take it, whether it be success or failure. How do you react to it? And are we learning from it, or are we losing confidence? And each individual is different. But if you're trying and doing everything as well as you can and look at it as a learning experience, eventually things are going to turn in your favor. But you've got to do that. You can't lose confidence in yourself.
Well, turning to this week, you've got a couple of teams on the schedule who have had different seasons, to be kind of honest. You have Avon coming in to Ben Davis on Tuesday night, 7:30 varsity, 6 JV start. Avon 7-11 on the year, kind of different. New coach this year for them. What are your thoughts on the Orioles as they come in?
Well, Avon's got an extremely tough schedule like we do, and a new coach and a new program, and she's done a really good job with them. They keep getting better. As you look on tape as they go along, they keep improving. And so that'll be another challenge for us. And then I know you're referring to Pike. We play Saturday, who, depending on what poll you look at, is either one or two in the state. And, you know, so they are extremely, extremely talented and deep. And I'll give him credit for keeping everybody happy, or at least from the outside it seems like they were, because they've got some D1 players that aren't starting. And so when that you're in that situation, if they can look at it the right way, it makes for a very good team. And right now they've had a tremendous amount of success. And so that'll be a challenge for Saturday.
Both these games being at home this week for the Giants, and that's helpful because – You've been kind of road warriors this year.
Oh, yes. When we left Lawrence Central, I said, oh, only one more road game for the regular season. Because when you travel that northeast side, especially on a school night, it's tough to get there on time. And, you know, the kids get home later and have to go to school the next day. So, you know, it's been tough. So, yeah, it's nice being at home.
Yeah, you get the Lawrence. Well, and then you get out there, you go to Lawrence Central, you've been over to Warren. You've been to Fishers. I mean, you guys have been traveling this year.
Yes.
Put a lot of miles on the Wayne Township buses.
That's right.
This season. Well, Coach, I know you've got a lot to get done. Five games left in the regular season. That is really hard to believe. It's gone really fast this year. As you get set for the sectional, which is at Plainfield this year, what are you looking at over these, you know, we talked about the two this week, but what are you looking at over these last five games?
Well, I mean, all five of the teams we play are quality basketball teams. So, you know, we had to look at it as an educational experience and keep getting better and keep fighting through. And when things aren't going your way, keep reacting to them in a positive situation, because we've got some outstanding individuals, and I hope they grow with this experience, become better people because of it, and have success here at the end of the year.
All right, Coach. Anything else before we go?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming down as always. We appreciate you. That'll wrap up this edition of the Bench Buzz.
Thank you, John.